Crawley cigarettes and Cool cigarettes,
the only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bow, and the music of Tommy Dorsey's swing band, who opened the show with the title song of the picture, Wake Up and Live. Edith Wright will sing.
Tommy, that was swell. Crawley cigarettes, you're swell too. You're a grand blend of the finest Turkish domestic tobaccos, yet you don't cost any more than other popular priced brands. And you offer a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
I like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor. I smoke Cools. They're so mildly mentholated, I lose none of the grand tobacco taste, yet every puff is soothing to my throat.
Two outstanding cigarettes. And they both offer a dividend you'll get from no other brand. Only Raleigh's and Cool's carry valuable coupons good in the United States for handsome, practical gifts. There are extra coupons in every carton. Smoke union-made Raleigh's or Cool's for enjoyment. And for beautiful premiums, save those coupons. Well, the buds are budding. The trees are leaving. Nature has doffed her ermine robe and is putting on her mantle of green. In other words, it's spring. And it has even pervaded the Baron's famous Worldwide Information Bureau, where we now pick up Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I say, I'm lucky. This is my lucky.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're certainly feeling good tonight, Baron.
Why couldn't I? Spring is here.
That's right.
Everyone is feeling good. Look, Charlie.
What?
I got a free pass for a movie.
A movie, eh?
Say, you know all the movies.
Yeah.
Where is parking near a fireplug playing?
Parking near a fireplug?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
A policeman gave me a ticket for it.
Oh, God. Oh,
I'm not
to the same old Baron, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's not a picture, though. Look. Well, now that spring is here, most men are tossing up coins to see whether it's spring house cleaning or a picnic. They're tossing.
I had to toss 15 times before I got picnic.
Well, you had success at last, eh? Yeah. Well, that's just what I'm in the mood for, Baron. A real old-fashioned picnic.
Well, what are we waiting for?
All right.
Let's go to a department store, pick up some picnic snacks.
Picnic snacks, eh?
Charlie?
What?
Here we are in the department store.
Well, we certainly got here fast.
Well, what do you expect on the radio?
Huh? Oh, wait a minute. Here's the section manager. Oh, miss, we'd like to buy the...
Here it is, sir.
What? Here's what?
Your picnic package. Blankets, fishing tackle, a luncheon hamper, one tent, and one canoe.
It certainly got here fast.
Well, what do you expect on the radio?
Oh, now don't look at me. Don't blame me for that. You started it. Come on, let's go.
Wait, Charlie. We need some dusters and goggles on the automobile trip.
Dusters? Why, that was the style 25 years ago.
Then you ride in my car?
Yes.
It takes 25 years off your life.
Okay.
I give you one more.
Where did you buy this car?
From Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell, eh?
Yeah, he drove to California in it and on the mining trip.
Mining trip?
Yeah, he went mining for gold.
Well, what made him do that? Well, come on, tell me, what made him do that?
Gold is the only thing he hasn't found.
Gold is the only thing. he's very well you know. I always go to that.
Yeah. Good. I'm only fooling, Walter.
Okay, good. Did you have that gag my customer just pulled?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Well, what do you expect on the radio?
I expect to be invited to the picnic.
Well, you can come if you buy a horse.
A horse for a picnic?
No, for prosperity. If everybody buys a horse, this country will soon be stabilized.
Stabilized, yeah, with a horse, yeah.
Isn't that so?
Yes, you're quite right, right there. Stabilized with a horse.
Need anything else for the picnic?
I beg your stuff?
But you need anything else for the picnic?
Yeah, put in a few cartons of those effervescent Rolly cigarettes.
Well, how do you mean effervescent?
Effervescent. For all this, we wouldn't be here.
Yes, you're right there, effervescent. Yeah.
Sure.
Tommy Dorsey's in the music department.
What? Yes, let's go hear him.
You hear, Charlie?
What?
Tommy Dorsey's playing upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's invite him to the picnic.
Okay, here's the elevator.
Going up. I beg your pardon, sir, but ain't you the Baron Munchausen?
That's me.
Well, my wife's powerful fond of you. Last night she dreamt you came to our house and served you some of a pork chop.
She served me pork?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
By golly. That was Kirsten Schwein before Pearl.
Yeah, Kirsten Schwein before Pearl. Yeah, not Pearl before the Pearl.
Well, that was just my intention, sir. Would you mind autographing the sole of my shoe? Just saying your name right here.
That's a funny place. But if you insist...
First floor, motorcycles, punching bags, medicine balls, and lingerie.
Well, there you are.
Thank you, sir.
But excuse me, why did you want my name on your shoe?
Well, sir, ordinarily, when I sit home and listen to your program, I can do a thing.
Yeah?
But now...
Yeah, yeah.
I can step all over you.
Now you can step all over.
Charlie, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard him.
I bet he's drunk.
Why?
He sounds just like my Uncle Oscar.
Like Oscar? I thought Oscar swore off. Didn't he sign a pledge never to take another drink?
Yeah, only the pledge didn't say he couldn't eat what he pleased.
Couldn't eat what he
did. No, so last week he cooked some ham in rye.
Yeah.
Some beef in scotch.
I see.
Some liver in gin. Talk about picnics. He had a picnic by himself.
Now, wait a minute. Let me understand. He cooked his ham and rye, his beef and scotch, and his liver and gin?
Yeah.
Well, where did the picnic come in? Come on, tell me.
He sat up all night with the gravy.
With the gravy from the room, yeah.
Fourth floor, Tommy Dorsey.
Tommy Dorsey, the man with his trombone, plays Too Marvelous for Words, and Jack Leonard sings the chorus.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words like Gloria, glamorous, and better stand by amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, Helena. I mean, they just aren't well enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for
the Baron and Charlie again. When the Baron said picnic, it really looks as though he meant business, for here he is, ran to go.
Well, Baron, come on, tell me, where is this car of yours?
This is it, Charlie.
Good heavens, it's all smashed up. You have an accident?
You see, I... could you throw that in my face again?
I say, have an accident.
No, thanks. I've already had one.
Yeah, I'll say you haven't. Look at this door. Why is it so loose?
You see, when I parked the car, I unscrewed this door and take it with me.
You take it with you?
Sure, otherwise anybody could open the door and steal away the car.
Oh, fine.
Sure. But if I got the door with me,
yes?
I'm protected.
Yeah, that's fine protection. Well, what about the door on the other side of the car? Couldn't somebody get in through that?
No.
No?
I keep that one locked.
You keep that one locked. Oh, that's very good.
Well, here I am.
Oh, the girl from the department store. Get in the front seat.
Okay.
Oh, and look, Baron. There's a whole parade coming.
And there's Boris.
Aha! You mean here is Boris.
Say, you were just two blocks away. How did you get here so fast?
What do you expect on the radio?
You too?
Who
is that?
Oh, I just brought a few friends. You can put them in the tumble seat.
You mean rumble seat?
Rumble, tumble, take them along. In this car, they'll tumble out anyway.
Well, tumble in and let's get started.
Hey, you should have seen the stand of the game into this picnic. My father bid me adieu. My mother bid me adieu. Even the neighbors bid me adieu.
Much ado about nothing, huh?
I'll think of a snappy comeback later.
Oh, Baron, what's all the rice and confetti doing in this compartment?
Well, I got married here.
Got married in this car?
Yeah, it was parked in the garage, and I was making love to my wife.
Making love to your wife?
Yeah, and when it came time to get married...
What happened?
I couldn't back out.
You couldn't back out? What's that? What happened?
All right, all my friends just stumbled out.
My, we certainly got to the country fast. Are we going to play any games at this picnic?
Yeah, I know a good game. Everybody jumps up and down and hollers and zings. And the one who makes the most noise wins. Only it has to be played in an apartment.
In an apartment?
Yeah. Well,
what do you call that game?
Breaking the leaf.
Breaking the leaf. In an apartment?
Yeah, then you have to do it.
I'll have to remember that.
Hey, you. Come over.
You just broke a traffic rule.
But, officer, I'm Baron Munchausen.
I don't care if you're bearing a grudge. Ooh. I'm going to give you a ticket.
A ticket? A ticket for what?
For driving too slow. You're going less than 20 miles an hour.
Hey, what is this?
Say, officer, what happens if you do over 20?
Then you get a ticket for going too fast.
You must do a good business.
Oh, yeah? I give tickets to everybody.
Tickets to everybody? What's the idea?
The mayor's in the printing business.
Well, I protest.
Oh, my goodness,
well,
mayor.
I don't care. I don't get to it.
Come on, you come down. Come
I protest. I'm going to the chief of police. Where is he?
You're looking at him, son.
You're the chief? Then I'll go higher. I'll go to the mayor himself.
Just a minute. I'll change my hat.
You're the mayor, too? How many people live in this village?
We did have two, but my brother was run out of town.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho.
And now, Baron?
Yeah.
Would you mind autographing my other shoe?
You're the fellow with the pork chops, too?
Yeah.
Look, Charlie, he's the mayor, the chief of police, the traffic cop, and now he's the elevator man. Say, what are you, a character actor?
Well, what do you all expect on the radio?
Morton Bow, our singing star, lends his golden voice to the melody, Your Eyes Have Told Me So.
I saw your eyes, your wonderful eyes, with love light and tenderness filled. They thrilled me through, they filled me too, with wonderful dreams I am dreaming. No need to speak. No more shall I see, for my heart has taught me their meaning. When love has come at last, I know your eyes have told me so. I know my lips have never met your lips in sweet caress. Your hand has never touched my hand with thrilling tenderness. You never spoke of love to me, and still somehow I know. For love has made me wonder why your eyes have told.
Somewhere in the country. Beneath it, a white spread and the green grass. The Baron is serving the picnic luncheon to his friends.
Ah, there's nothing like a day in the country. Baron, how do you like the turkey? Boris cooked it.
Yeah, there's the stuffing.
Stuff it yourself. You got plenty of old chestnuts.
Chestnuts? Stand aside. Please.
Don't be silent.
Now, look. Stand away, will you please?
Why?
Charlie, I'm going to step on his pipe.
You're going to step on his pipe?
Yeah.
What pipe?
His windpipe.
His windpipe.
Say, how can you two fight out here amidst all this glorious scenery? Aren't those the Alleghenies there in the distance?
The what?
The Alleghenies. Don't you know what the Alleghenies are?
Oh, sure. Alleghenies are small crocodiles.
Oh, fine. Small crocodiles.
Listen, Boris. Listen, why don't you go across the road and play him with those picks?
Not me. I don't want to get mixed up with a lot of hogs.
No.
Then keep your head on. We'll be able to pick you out.
Yeah, I know. Alleghenies are small crocodiles.
You said that line before.
Oh, I lost the flesh.
Oh, what is so rare as a day in spring? Just listen to those birds. They're talking to each other.
Even vegetables have a language.
Vegetables?
Yeah, they wrote a story about me speaking with vegetables.
Now, wait a minute. A story about you holding a conversation with vegetables?
Yeah. Well,
what's the name of the story?
Jack and the Beans Talk.
Wow.
Yes. Jack and the Beans Talk.
Yeah. I'll say it to my lips.
All right, I believe
you. I'll give you my
word. Oh, wait a minute. Look, Baron, look.
Look.
Here comes a real hillbilly girl.
Howdy, strangers. My pappy fell into the mud up to his knees and got stuck. Could you help me get him out? He's right down the road.
He got stuck in the mud?
Yep.
Oh, but if he only fell up to his knees, what do you need help for?
Well, he fell in the hay at first.
At first? How long has he been in there?
3 weeks come Wednesday.
Come on, Charlie.
What?
Sounds like we'll have a tough family.
Yes,
my brother Abner's so tough, he eats his meat raw, then sets in boiling water to cook it.
Ooh, Charlie!
What?
You think that's tough?
Oh, I suppose you can top it, eh?
You know something?
What?
I once knew a hillbilly who was so tough,
yeah?
He shot himself without a gun.
Oh, now, that's ridiculous. How could he possibly shoot himself without a gun?
He put his nose to his ear.
Yeah?
And blew his head off.
Blew his head off. Put his nose to his ear.
I get you my ball.
Can I show?
Quiet. Involve my pappy now.
All right, come on, Baron. We'll each grab a leg and pull. Now, there you are.
Thank you, white trash.
What is that?
My dress? Charlie, tell him who I am.
Oh, no, he's probably never even heard of you or of the radio. This is wild country. These hillbillies don't know anything.
Well, try it.
No, all right, I'll try it. Look, brother, we happen to be on the radio.
Sustaining our commercial. Half hour or a full hour program.
Well,
musician, crooner, comedy, or dramatic sketch.
You see, Charlie?
Yeah.
These hillbillies don't know anything, huh?
Oh, then you do know about radio.
Great day, yes. Got 4 sons in a swing band, 2 girls on each network. My other son's the black sheep of the family. He's one of those darn straight men.
What is it?
How do you like that, Charlie?
Sure. Huh?
Or, of course, it could have been worse. Yeah? He wanted to be a Dutch comedian.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, how do you like that better?
Yeah.
Well, I got to be going. I got my own broadcast to rehearse.
You broadcast too?
Who are you?
Why, I'm Edith Wright.
Edith.
Wake up and leave.
That's very nice. Got a cute voice, too.
You know, Charlie, I think that fella has a budget brain.
What do you mean, a budget brain?
A little unbalanced.
Little kid.
Yeah.
Did you get him out of the mud?
Hey, let's go home. I'm tired of the picnic.
What are you complaining about?
Because every time I look at your face...
Yeah?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
You dumb cuff. I did that line before.
Boy, I lost the place again.
Of course, he's always losing. Never mind that. Come on, get in the car. Well, we'll be back in the city in a little while now.
And I'm going to the newsreel theater to see the pictures of that male striptease performer.
A male striptease artist?
Yeah.
Well, who's that?
The heavyweight boxing champion of England.
What?
He fights without any clothes on.
You mean the one who fought our Maxi?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you think he fights without clothes?
I saw a sign outside of the theater.
Oh, and the sign said he fights without clothes on?
Yeah.
Well, just what did the sign say?
English champion fights.
Fight fair.
That's what it is.
Fight fair. What are you talking about, Baron? Isn't that silly?
No.
That was Max Fair, Baron.
Yeah?
But who are you going with?
My cousin Willie.
Oh, Willie, huh?
You know, the traveling salesman.
Yes, I know.
And what a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
In 1935, he sold 100 black, 200 red, and 300 white.
Yeah?
In 1936, he sold 200 black, 400 red, and 600 white.
Jeez.
And this year, he expects sell 1,000 black, 2,000 red, and 3,000 white.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, let me understand. 1,000 black, 2,000 red, and 3,000 white?
Yeah.
Well, say, he must be terrific.
Sure.
What's he selling?
Jelly beans.
Just 1,000 red black.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Down South Camp Meeting.
Home from the picnic, the Baron and his friends decide to go to the theater and see that famous old play, East Meets West.
Well, here we are, Baron. Oh, look, swell seats right on the aisle, too.
As the curtain rises, we find an Indian chief and a Chinese Mandarin talking together. The interpreters are seated between them. The Chinese Mandarin speaks.
Ma zhong, fu yong, tu qin chao.
What? Charlie.
What?
What was that? What did he say?
Quiet. The interpreter will translate it now.
The Mandarin wishes to inquire if the Honorable Indian Chief has heard that valuable coupons come with Raleigh cigarettes. He suggests Raleigh's for the distinctive flavor. They cost no more than ordinary brands, and they come with plain ends or cork tips. Did you get that, Chief?
Go ahead.
The chief says he has heard about the coupons because he gets them with Cool cigarettes. The mild menthol in Cools makes them soothing to his throat. The chief would also like to know what the Mandarin plans to get with his coupons.
I don't know.
What?
This doesn't make any sense, Charlie.
Quiet, listen. The Mandarin plans to get honorable premiums of surpassing beauty and inexhaustible usefulness. A genuine suede bridge table cover, handy folding bridge chairs, a Parker pen and pencil set, a Detecto bathroom scale, or a silver-plated sandwich tray. He says there are dozens of swell premiums to choose from, and right now he's saving for the completely fitted traveling cases, one for him and one for his geisha girl.
Curtain. That was East Meets West, folks. The old tearjerker itself.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Excuse me, Paul.
What's the matter?
But that's nothing like the good old show as I remember it. What's the matter with you?
Well, what do you expect on the commercial?
Well, I didn't know.
Again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.